Being an H-Boss carry.
Hey, is Jillian?
This is Nikki. Nice calling.
Yeah, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
The bank?
Of Cardiff? It's a little weird to say on the phone. It's like car and then diff is indifferent.
Hold on just a moment.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so it's like really your day-to-day operations are your primary concerns versus like growth. What kind of machines do you guys use? Are those expensive? Oh, $10,000. Could a new piece of equipment make you more money? Okay, so there's nothing really on your wish list right now. Nice. Are they all pretty new, or how long do they last? Do you have any that are kind of? Wow. Lasts another 100 years, and it was built in the '40s. That is one efficient machine. They don't sell them like that anymore, huh? that's awesome. Are you familiar with Section 179 at all? Okay, you should follow up with her. I mean, I know you said you don't need anything really, but it's basically just a way to offset your taxes by onboarding a piece of equipment so you pay less to the government. So you should find...
Yeah, is there by chance an email I can share with you as well?
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Do you guys have someone that you normally lean on for financing, like a bank? Oh, it's all out of pocket. Do you guys have someone that you guys currently bank with? Is it, you're in Utah, right? Is it Zions? Okay, because a lot of my customers out there deal with them.
Hey Grant, this is Wyatt. I was following up on a finance offer.
Yeah, do you have an email address so I can just send you my information? Do you have it filed just in case something happens? I know you said kind of have all the machinery and stuff. It looks like traditions@gmail.com. Yeah, I know you said you have everything right now, but if you ever do come across a new piece of equipment that you want, or
Who was your name?